Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Het, Mishnah says, Shene Shevarim Tamim, Shehavlu Ze'etzef. You have two oxen that are tam, like we explained earlier on in the second Perek, how the tam and mu'ad shod works. Here they're tam, that means they haven't consistently caused keren damage, and they injure each other. Mishalmim Bamotar Hatzinezek. What we do is we calculate which of these two oxen have caused more damage. We find out which one of them caused more damage, and we say, however much damage in excess it caused than the other shor caused, it has to pay half of that difference. For example, let's say shor number one caused 100 zuz of damage. Shor number two caused 80 zuz of damage. So what do? We look at the difference between the two of them. So shor one caused 20 zuz more in damage than shor two. So when it comes to the penalty of a shor tam, it's half of the damage. Half of the damage is what happens when you're dealing with a shor tam. So we say that difference was 20. So therefore, the owner of the shor that caused more damage has to pay 10 zuz, half of the remaining or the excess damage. Shenehem mu'adim, if you have two oxen that are both mu'ad, they both consistently cause keren damage, mishalemim bamotar nezek shalem. The entire excess damage is paid. However much the owner of the bull that caused more damage, he pays the entire difference. So that in the same example that we had, short number one caused 100 zuz of damage, short number two caused 80 zuz of damage. So short one caused more damage, and he caused 20 zuz more of damage. So since it's mu'ad, 100% of the damage is paid to the owner of short number two. He pays the entire difference, because that's how damages work when you're dealing with a short ha-mu'ad. Ehad tam, ve'ehad mu'ad. If you have these two oxen, one of them is a short tam, one of them is a short mu'ad. Mu'ad batam, if the mu'ad animal damage the tam animal more than the tam animal damage the mu'ad animal, meshalem ba'motad nezek shalem, then the owner of that mu'ad animal would pay 100% of the damages to the owner of the tam animal. Tam ba'mu'ad, if the tam animal caused more damage to the mu'ad than the mu'ad caused to the tam animal, then meshalem ba'motad hatzi nezek, the owner of the tam animal would pay 50% of the excess damages that he caused, because if he's the one who's responsible for the excess damage, it only would be 50% for him. Same for people who injure each other. Two people, if they're in a fight, for example, whoever did more damage would pay the entire excess damage. In the next cases of the Mishnah, we'll talk about a person who was in a fight with an animal and they injured each other, how damages work in that scenario. Mishnah says, Adam bemu'ad, if a person fought with an animal and he did more damage to the animal than the mu'ad animal did to him, umu'ad be'adam, or if a mu'ad animal did more damage to a person than the person did to the animal, mishalim ba'motad nezek shalim. Whichever one of them did more damage pays the entire 100% cost of the damages that they did, because Adam and also the animal here are both mu'ad in this scenario. A person is always mu'ad, and this animal had all of the conditions to fulfill a mu'ad animal. Adam betam, betam be'adam. If a person did more damage to a tam animal than the tam animal did to him, or the tam animal did more damage to the person than he did to the animal, Adam batam mishalim bamotad nezek shalim. If the person did more damage to the tam, that first case, then he's going to pay the entire 100% of the damages, nezek shalim. Tam ba'adam mishalim bamotad hatzi nezek. But if the tam animal did more damages to the person than the person did to the animal, then on that excess damage, whatever was left over, half, 50% would have to be paid to the person, because the animal in this case was a tam. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva omer, af tam shehaval ba'adam, meshalek ba'motar nezek shalem. Says Rabbi Akiva, in a situation where a tam animal hurts a human being, and the damage over there is excessive to the damage done from the human being to the animal, then meshalim ba motan nezek shalem, the owner of that animal has to pay the 100% total of the excess damage, according to Rabbi Akiva. When we've been saying that a tam pays only 50% when it attacks, that's only if it attacks property. But if it attacks a human being, then the animal, even if it's a tam, would have to pay 100% of the damage, nezek shalem.